Peter Mutharika's intention of coming back in 2025, to me, is an indication that he's out of touch with the Malawi current political dynamics. And it raises so many questions of his motivation, or motives, I should say, to come back. But also, first, he must understand and accept that he is a former president. And I believe this is something he does not believe and accept until now, hence all these sentiments that I want to come back and contest as a president in 2025. But I think Mutharika's intention also of coming back must be critically be examined in terms of its implication to his own party, where many young cadres are interested to stand but not given space, but also from the big and broader picture, the implication of our democracy, where we allow former president to return in a country of over 20 million plus people.
Talking about implications, the last time I spoke with him, he talked about the fact that the party is more united after some officials or representatives of the party were let go or expelled, and that Malawians have been calling on him to come back because he argued that the current administration has not been able to meet the aspirations of the people or kept their promises, for which reason they were voted into power.
I don't agree with those position from him, because if people are leaving the party, DPP has shown that it's not democratic. What I'm saying is that young minds, young cadres would want to take over the leadership. So because he's interested to contest, he has managed to force those young progressive minds to leave the party. We heard yesterday the former member of the party, who was the leader of opposition, Kondwandankuma, launching his own party. And this one was a very strong leader in the DPP. But at the same time also, we cannot say that Peter is the solution for this country. I think the country, to me, the challenge of Malawi are not about leadership. It's all about the system and structures which we have to deal with. So Peter is not, he cannot say himself that he's the right person. He's the only person who can help this country to come back to where Malawi was. I don't believe in that, and I don't agree to that.
But Ondule, several religious leaders called on him to run or to contest. And then you also have some party chairman across Malawi who have endorsed him ahead of the coming Congress as their presidential candidate for the DPP. And they think that he stands the best chance of defeating incumbent President Lazarus Chakwera, who won the last election, which basically makes this a repeat of the last general election between former President Mutharika and Dr. Lazarus Chakwera.
Yeah, because, you know, you have to understand that Malawi has groupings which are partisan. They will take position, they will take political lines. So if there are religious groupings who are endorsing for Peter, you know, they might have their own interest. And you know, the voting pattern for Malawi is more on ethnic, you know, based. So those type of calls will come. But at the same time, as I say, DPP is a party. So there might be a party loyalist who come and say, we're endorsing Peter. But to me, I find if people are going to endorse Peter, let it be more democratic and transparent. But you cannot let others who are showing interest to stand, you are stopping them and they end up leaving the party. And these are the potential candidates for taking DPP forward. So to me, you know, as I said, I'm not very much excited with the coming back of Peter Mutharika. And if I was an advisor, I would have said, don't come back. Give space to the young mind, progressive mind, to come in and support them to challenge President Lazarus Chakwera if he's standing next year. But also it's important that Peter must understand, the former president must understand that you know, there's life after presidency. And Malawi is not a personal or family project, you know. There's so many things you can do after being president. But we cannot allow in our democracy that we have a former president who wants to come back as if maybe there are no other Malawians who are able, who are potential and capable of taking over the presidency in this country.